and welcome to the Celebrity Authority Show with your host, Sam Cawthon.
Hey, it's so great to see you, Randa. So in our studio right now, we have Randa Habbelary. Now, Randa, you've written a book called Dealing with Autism, How I Successfully Raised My Child with Autism and How You Can Too. Randa, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Sam. Always good to see you.
Hey, Randa, look, tell me a little bit more about your story. Really keen on finding out a little bit more about you as a mum of a kid that lives with autism. Tell me a little bit more about you.
Well, do you know what, Sam? Life can throw you a curveball. Have you ever had something that's changed your path?
Yeah.
I did 19 years ago. I thought my life was planned, it was ordered. But the arrival of my second son changed things up a bit. Among other things, he had an autism diagnosis and he experienced a lot of challenges. But the one that was most difficult to overcome was exclusion. And I want to talk about, not about awareness, I want to talk about inclusion.
Yeah.
It's so important to a child's sense of belonging, their self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's about inclusion.
Hey, can you give our listeners a little bit more of an idea of exactly what autism is? We've heard this word out there. We have a little bit of an idea. Just give us an idea. What are some of the symptoms or what are some of the disabilities that autism is?
A lot of people are confused by the term autism. The official term is autism spectrum disorder because it is a wide spectrum. You have some people who are really high functioning. Think of Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory.
So he has autism?
He has Asperger's. They don't actually say it,
okay.
But all the character traits are there.
All right.
He lacks social awareness.
Social, yeah.
He's got no clue what the impact of his words.
Yeah.
And his social interaction is quite impaired. However, he's highly intelligent. Then you've got the other end of the spectrum, where children could have, or people can have a low IQ, they could even be nonverbal. But what is common to those on the autism spectrum is they have social impairment.
Yeah.
And their ability to communicate is definitely challenged.
Okay, and your son's name?
Richard.
Richard, okay.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about Richard's specific, what are some of the things that come out in his life?
Well, Richard was not expected to walk or talk, but that was separate to his autism diagnosis.
Wow.
And we spent a lot of time and energy helping him overcome those. The autism challenge was more difficult. However, he's moved along the spectrum and he's not as severe as he was. He can talk, he can hold a conversation. He's graduated high school and
wow.
He delivered a speech at my book launch, which had the whole room up clapping and cheering.
Yeah.
And even the dignitaries were not immune to shedding a tear.
Mm.
He was so inspiring. Yeah. He's my teacher. He teaches me to be a better person every day, Sam.
Randa, I just love you talking about your son. And for those people that obviously can't see, when Randa talks about her son, Richard, she lights up. She's got this beautiful smile, etc. Randa, tell us a little bit more about this book and what was the reason why you wrote this book and why are you, you know, really getting not only awareness out there but really taking action on this awareness. Tell us your reason why.
My initial inspiration was to empower other parents who are travelling on this autism path, because back then I would have given anything for another mother to just say, do you know what, there is hope and it does get better. I also want to empower educators, but a big, big motivation for me is to not just talk about the problem, it's to provide a solution. It's not just about awareness, Sam, it's about inclusion.
Yeah.
Our children need to feel that they belong to our community, and if they feel that sense of belonging, they will thrive.
Yeah.
I've seen it firsthand that if you exclude a child, they retreat, they withdraw. But if you include them, they just walk taller. They speak
yeah.
to people they normally wouldn't speak with. It empowers them, and it in turn empowers
yeah.
the families.
So now you're doing speaking, etc. Do you have a program specifically to help schools really embrace not just awareness but now inclusion? Tell us a little bit more about what you're now doing.
I do. I have a number of programs under the MATES banner.
Okay.
Now, MATES is an acronym for Mates Assisting to Engage Socially.
Okay.
Our society was built on the premise of mateship, Sam. It's all about inclusion. I've got the Schoolmates program, which fosters social inclusion in schools, and it's a peer-led initiative. It's being trialled in Sydney schools as we speak.
Right.
I have the Model Mates program, which is an elite fashion industry event. It debuted a couple of weeks ago, where models with disabilities walked the catwalk with professional models from Vivian's modeling agency. Yeah. Sam, you should have seen the models. You should have seen them. It validated everything I was saying. My why was right there in front of my face. They walked tall, they schmoozed with the VIPs. They didn't want the event to end. Seven fashion shows over 4 days, and they wanted to keep going. They asked me, when are we doing this again? So there's more in the pipeline.
Yeah,
I've also got in the pipeline Surfmates. I'm speaking with the president of a board riders association to get this initiated. There's a number of initiatives coming. Sam, just wait for them, and they're all about inclusion, not awareness.
Not just awareness. Hey, look, it's a great message. It's a very, very solid message, absolutely. If there was one thing that you wanted all listeners to really think about next time they, you know, that they do see something around awareness or something, what are some actionable steps that they can take in order to really build that inclusion in their own lives?
Do you know, Sam, sometimes it's as simple as smiling, saying hello.
Yeah.
Just make them feel welcome, like they're a part of society. Just include them in your conversation, in your greetings, in your parties, in anything. It's not hard. You don't have to change the whole world, but you can change one person's world.
Yeah, Randa, look, absolutely brilliant. Look, Randa, thank you so much for coming on. However, just before we finish, we have this little part of our interview, which is like the last 30 seconds. And what this is, it's like a your favourites questionnaire. So you have to answer the first thing that comes to your mind. Do you want to accept this challenge?
Absolutely.
All right, Randa, your time starts. Actually, look, I'm going to give you 60 seconds because we're giving everyone else 60 seconds.
Okay.
Your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Blue.
Favourite food?
Salmon.
Favourite celebrity?
I don't know. I have too many. Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. Favorite actor.
Ryan O'Neill.
Oh yes. And favorite professional speaker.
Sam Cawthorn.
Oh, thank you very much. Favorite book.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
And
Dealing with Autism.
Oh wow! Yes. Favorite movie.
Favorite movie is.
Quick. Just first one.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Ah, yeah. Favourite city?
Florence. It has to be Florence.
Yeah. Favourite drink?
Mojito.
Oh, and favourite pizza topping?
Margarita.
Margarita. Okay. Randa Habbery, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I would be an eagle.
Why?
Because I could soar above the clouds.
I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio, or should I say, please thank Randa for coming in, the author of Dealing with Autism. Randa, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you, Sam. All right.